I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
You've got the floor.
It's great.
Shut up, Tom. No one wants to hear your bullshit. Tom, you have the floor.
Shut the fuck up, Tom.
Do I have the floor again?
Floor's all yours, Tom.
Thanks.
I will kill you. So, just to catch everyone up, and we'll get into the details in a second.
Yeah, yeah. Mixed bag for footy this week.
One roast, one toast for me. Carlton missed out on the finals by percentage.
Cold roast.
Yep. Double toast for Sean.
Yeah, four pieces of toast, dry.
And
double roast for me.
Yeah.
However, I will say this.
No need to brag.
No. I need to say this.
I feel like this is going to be the worst possible thing you could have said, but please continue.
I have a really good roast.
Head the floor.
And one of the roasts is a bit burnt and feels a bit bitter because I don't deserve that roast.
You're a piece of shit.
Get the points back then.
No, I can't do that.
Wouldn't do that, would he?
No, he wouldn't.
Fucking unbelievable.
Oh, my roast that I'm enjoying. My second roast of the weekend. Oh,
it was actually technically my first roast.
Yeah. Apologise to Terrence because he cooked that roast.
Boys, I will say also, I just got off the phone with the great man and yes. The invitation has been extended for the first roast Trinity.
That feels like he's going to spit in my face when he opens the door. He's going to be like, get fucked, Brisbane.
Hey, you've had dinner at my dad's house.
He's a good man.
You know, he actually.
Good man, great house, great family. Delicious roast.
Yeah. So the invitation has been put out there again. Mm. Should we get a roast Trinity this season?
Fuck. Oh, so it's not finals anymore. It's just a roast Trinity.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
And both hard.
Yeah. Both very hard.
Let me tell you. So I've just opened the AFL app. AFLM app, and I hadn't seen this news when it broke 45 minutes ago. Oh. I'm not sure if either of you have.
No, I've been driving.
Shield. So there was three injuries.
Yes.
In the Essendon game. Essendon's just dismantling against Port Adelaide.
Yep. Yep.
Shields looked the worst.
Yep.
But Sam Draper and Jai Caldwell also went down.
Yes. Yep.
The media didn't like lay into them as much. So I was like, maybe they won't be too bad. Shield, 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Ouch. That's better than it could have been because it looked like an ACL for a bit there.
Caldwell, 6 to 8 weeks.
Disappointing. He's in my fantasy team.
Yeah, I've had to shuffle him off.
Yeah.
Draper, 8 to 10 weeks.
Also in my fantasy team. Big disappointment. Damn,
that
hurts.
Is fucked. That's half the season.
Who's your backup Rockman? 2 meter Peter.
No, fucking Carlton fella. Why have I forgotten his name?
Oh, Phillips.
Phillips, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Surely 2 meter Peter plays in the ruck too. Get Jakey Stringer back in the forward line.
So when you're 0-2, that isn't the type of news you want to roll into.
That is no good. I thought you were about to tell me something. That's fucked.
I thought you had good news.
Yeah. No, I just had more.
Like Brisbane get to actually have their home game at home at the Gabba.
Yeah, no, Collingwood have folded. I thought that was the news.
No, instead the news actually reads, hey, guess what?
Fuck you.
Brisbane are playing at Marvel this week.
Yeah, which we all know.
We're well aware.
Anyway.
Joel, question for you. You busy Friday morning? You'll have to pick Tom and I up from prison. We're going to that Collingwood Brisbane game.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And we're not coming home.
Not empty handed anyway. Who can get the most memberships off Collingwood supporters?
Fucking teeth. Oh, that's going to be tricky.
That's going to be real hard. Yeah, that's going to be real hard.
So, low hanging fruit. That
anyone wearing a De Goey jumper is going to end up dead. Without a jumper.
Yep.
Well, okay. I was going to take their jumpers and burn them, but you're going to kill them?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right then.
Yeah.
Tom, I like the energy you're giving this show though.
Mm.
You got to be dedicated to your cause. You don't want to be taking jumpers. You want to be taking souls to hell.
Yeah, with you.
Yeah. Anyway.
To war, Tom. Men will die.
Yeah. It's sad, but it's a reality.
It's true. It's true.
Anyway, let's
die in bed. I'm pointing at Dol Chaldusha.
I was killed long ago. Like, they were like, hey, we're going to war. I'm like, sick. And then a bomb dropped on my house. 2021 has not really started for me. I died immediately, I guess.
Yeah.
Feels a lot like 2020.
Yeah. Shit.
Yep.
I feel like you haven't been the same since 2013, to be honest.
What, the moment that the drug saga broke, so did I.
Yeah.
That sent me on a different path from my life.
Yeah.
Essendon, if there was none of that doping scandal, then I guess I probably would be a different person right now. Yeah. A totally different, happier person.
You would be.
Footy's changed all of us. I've had a cold hand since 2006 when Michael Voss retired.
You just felt the glove vanish.
Yeah. No one else has worn a glove since.
So let's look at the AFL. We've got a fuck ton of games again.
Yep. That's power through.
Yeah, and we got so many emails once again because the fucking footy's firing. And to be honest, I don't really want to hear from anyone this week unless it's, here's $100, Joel Dusha, go buy yourself something nice to cheer up because nothing good happened for you this weekend.
Yep. So send us an email with $100 in it.
Yeah, if you can send me just presents, that would be good.
Yeah, I would also like a present.
I did include the P.O. box last week, so who knows? Maybe we are going to get presents.
Include it again this week.
I will. I'm going to include it every week.
Yeah, make it the title of the show.
So let's look at the AFLW round 9, the last round of the season, which is obviously we're starting with this one because it is the one that actually matters at the moment.
Yes.
And there was some pretty big results that resulted in Carlton missing out on finals because every team in the AFLW except Carlton are dogs.
That's true.
Where were Adelaide on the ladder coming into this round?
I think fourth.
Big effort from them.
Huge effort.
To finish first.
That is phenomenal.
Yep.
Mammoth. Congratulations, Adelaide.
I'm happy to be corrected by anyone who actually knows, but I feel like they
third or fourth.
Third or fourth. Yeah. I reckon even, no, I feel like fourth.
Could be fifth. Unlikely.
Unlikely. I think that was North and Melbourne.
Yeah.
So, Western Bulldogs defeated Richmond. I tipped this, and I felt good about it.
I tipped the Tigers.
So did I.
I missed this game because I was at another event on Friday night.
I actually just want to get on the front foot here and say that I had a collapse in the tipping this week.
Yep.
I got a little too horny for upsets.
Yep. Oh, no. You did a me.
I was fifth heading into the round, and I finished 15th. One below Joel Dusha.
Oh.
On margin. It really hurt.
Yeah, that does.
I got three. Yeah.
And
that's fucked.
Took a big swing on a few games.
Yeah. And also, while we're talking about sad news, I mean, like, I won that tipping competition, but I didn't even crack our top 10. But Luke, our resident tipper that was just tickling the toes of the top place in the entire world, plummeted to 9th.
Oh. In the world?
In the world.
But won our tipping?
That's so congratulations,
good.
Luke.
Well done, mate.
Good on you.
If you had to come first in the world, we might have sent you $100.
Luke beat ESPN fan 850462199 by one clear tip.
That's someone who logged back in this year and didn't realize you had to like change your name again.
Correct.
Yep.
Yep.
Congratulations, ESPN fan, on second place. And Nadia, strong finish, finished third.
Nadia's always up there. Is that Nadia T?
Nadia T.
Yeah, she had a huge tipping last year as well.
Oh, juicy.
Yep.
Luke,
get in touch with the show. Probably a prize. You'll probably be the first person to ever claim the prize. We've had a last weird run of winners.
Yeah. We
one who just vanished and never got in touch with us.
We got someone that said,
actually,
hey,
back to the start. Dusha won the first one.
So yeah. I got a prize.
Correct.
Yeah. My prize was to be on the show.
Yeah. We didn't fire you.
Second person we reached out to heaps on the show, never got back to us.
Mm.
Don't know what happened to them, disappeared. And then I think last year, is it right? That person reached out to us and said, no, boys, I don't want the prize.
Yeah,
the prize
correct.
Is winning.
Yeah. Yep. The amazing Bagman, I believe it was.
I think so, yeah.
Man, that is huge from Bagman. So Luke, reach out. Let us know that you're ready for a prize and we'll find you one.
Amazing Bagman had a bit of a rough run in the women's tipping.
It's because he barracks for Geelong.
Finished 53rd.
Yeah.
I'm still scrolling trying to find Tom. Oh, there he is. 67th.
Hey!
Not bad from where you were.
Cracked at top
67th out of 93. Well done, Tom.
Hey, I was 80 something. I rocketed up.
You were at one point second worst in the world.
Yeah. But I wasn't worst, which, you know what? I'm disappointed in that.
I am too. It would have been the greatest thing in the world. You put it on your headstone.
Literally the worst tipper in the world.
I would have, that instead of like my date of death, it just would have been the number of tip I was in this year's competition.
Every time I look at the footy scores, I just get sad. But yeah, Western Bulldogs played well and they just kept Richmond at bay all day. Like Richmond didn't hit the lead at any point.
I thought the Tigers would get over the line, considering this was a dead rubber, really, effectively, because I think the Dogs couldn't even mathematically make it.
Katie Brennan kicked three.
Good on her. She had a really strong finish.
She rocketed.
She finished second or third.
She did
in the,
equal second in the kicking.
Kirsten McLeod kicked two.
Yeah. Well, look, good on the Tigers.
Yep.
Because they started like shit, and they sort of turned their season around, and they can take heaps of confidence into next year. So can the Doggies, to be honest.
Yeah.
They're sort of close. They're just a little bit outside the finals.
It's weird, because you think of the Doggies, they won that premiership, but this side is the youngest side in the AFLW, I'm pretty sure. So, and they've basically rebuilt their list, and they're still, the whips are cracking for them. They missed out this year. Yep.
Got a good coach.
But they got a good coach, got a lot of heart. They've got a great captain in Ellie Blackburn.
Yep.
There's not too many players like Ellie who give you a 1,000,000,000% every time.
They'll have a crack next year.
Absolutely.
Next game. Closed the app accidentally, so got distracted.
That's all right, man.
Next game. And this was the moment that Carlton was shut out of the top six, because the Fremantle Dockers can get fucked. North Melbourne can get fucked.
Yep. Yeah.
The finals can get fucked.
Yep.
Every supporter of the Fremantle Dockers can get fucked.
Jesus.
Every supporter of the North Melbourne Football Club can get fucked.
Hey, those two guys are going to come after you. And we have a lot of Freo women's fans. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Look,
you're angry.
Every single supporter of the Fremantle Dockers women's team can get fucked. You should have fucking cheered harder.
Yeah.
They got close. I think it's worse.
I backed North.
Did you?
I did. Harden Street.
Did you see the stat, though?
What was the stat?
No team in sixth place lost a game in the AFLW this year.
That's powerful. I was never there.
North was sixth.
Yep.
And so that's a pretty big stat.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Didn't know that going in.
No, I didn't know until halfway through the game.
That would have been a tip changer.
Someone put it up.
It wasn't because you
tipped North.
Backed him anyway.
And also, look, North Melbourne had a comeback as well, which makes it even more annoying.
Yep.
I mean, Freo were never going to look like they were going to score enough to change Carlton's fate, but fuck them anyway. huge effort by North to come back and win. You can tell I really do not care, but I'm going to go through it I'm just going to read the same stats I would if I did care about this game and it didn't break my heart. Oh, yeah. Gardner kicked one. Actually, everyone was an individual goal scorer, which is pretty impressive considering both teams scored four goals.
Do you know what else they did? They neutralized Turbo. I do not think she was as effective as she has previously been. I think Sharon...
Seven tackles.
Yeah.
19 touches.
Yeah, but seven tackles. Yeah. That's the thing. 19 touches, yep, pretty good. But where's the double figures, Turbo?
She was still the highest tackler on the ground.
It's true. I worry about Freo, who looked like world beaters going to this final series. I don't think their record against the other top six teams is great, and they've had slow starts in the last three or four games where... That Carlton game, they just got back in. They've now lost to you guys on a similar fashion.
Yeah.
Never really got out of first gear. It took them a while to get going in this game.
Yeah, they got some gearbox troubles.
Yeah. And Melbourne, the game against Melbourne, same issue. Yeah. I think Trent has got to sit down and really, you know, rev him up.
Yeah, big time.
Someone's got to turbocharge Turbo.
I think it's the rest of the team, because you can't just... You can't win a flag just because one player is sick.
It's true.
So Kiara Bowers, no, fair enough. Relax a bit. I mean, would have been better when you got off your suspension. You came in firing and really made a difference, but that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these things don't happen. Just like how sometimes Carlton don't make the finals when I really wanted them to. What a story that would have been. But no, instead it was a shit story with a bad ending. Also, everyone's probably wondering, Tom, you sound like shit, and it's because you were at the game.
Yeah.
Not by the game, I mean a game we're going to talk about in the future.
Correct.
But yeah, you then went, you went to the game and then you went to a party and then you had to talk all day at work and now you sound like this.
Look, I'm gonna level with you. The footy keeps going the way it's going. I'm going to sound like this every week.
This is Tom's new normal voice.
This is how I'm going to sound for the next 20 weeks.
Yeah. All right, next game. Sean.
Yeah.
Toast, I'm sorry.
Well, look, the only positive to come out of this is
kick straight as hell.
Absolute vindication of Casey Fields. Magic time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huge magic time.
Magical. Magical last quarter.
Yeah.
Brisbane just cooked it a bit. Didn't score in the last quarter. Only kicked one goal in the second half, I think. Melbourne kicked three. Probably should have won it. Daisy Pearce went off pretty early into it. Hopefully she's all right. I think she's going to miss a week and maybe come back the following week.
I don't know if that's just them being like, no, we're going to hopefully get her back next week and it'll be, all right, if we win this final, she'll be here for the grand final.
I think when she went off, we were sort of starting to get on top and then we did get on top and I was like, well, that's it for Melbourne.
Sean.
It's turned it around.
There is one absolutely fucking.
Is it fucking crazy? Have you seen this, Tom?
Tom.
How many tackles do you think Spark had?
How many tackles? All right, so it's double figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10?
Close. Have another one more guess. You're close. You're close.
12?
She's fucked them up, Tom. She laid 21 fucking tackles.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm
My
not.
My voice just broke like I'm in fucking high school.
Yeah. I also scared the shit out of you when I started screaming. You jumped about 7 feet in the air.
That's my equal record.
21.
Yeah.
She had 15 disposals and 21 tackles.
Yeah. She went fucking ballistic, mate. Yeah.
Off fucking
the,
hell.
Off the sparking chain. Yeah.
That is what she is primed for finals.
Yeah. I'll tell you who is going to win a sparking award as well is Courtney Hodder. Did you see her goal?
Ah, absolutely cooked, Sean.
I think on Twitter, Kate McCarthy said the goal of the year award should just be Courtney Hodder's three best goals.
Yeah, and she loses to herself.
Yes. And that's correct. She's kicked... Nearly every game she's kicked a fucked goal.
She's absurd.
This one was a beauty.
The little kick to herself. Oh,
it's great.
Out into space.
You would have expected to see it from an Irish player.
Oh, fucking beautiful, man.
Skills are off the chain. Disappointing, but because of results later in the round, Brisbane finished second and have a week off, so it's pretty good.
Week off and home final.
I didn't watch it and think, oh, fuck. If we were to play Melbourne again, I think we would beat them.
Yep.
I didn't watch it and shit myself.
No.
Which I sometimes do when I watch, like, say, Adelaide play. I go, geez, they're just fucking powerful. Not so with Melbourne. I think they're a good team.
Yes.
But they're beatable.
I think you've got...
Everyone's beatable.
I think you've got the tools to get them.
Yes. I think there's just like a weird lapse in that last quarter and it just magic happened.
I think the win needed to happen more for Melbourne, I think, to get a better position than for you guys.
Also, at one point, it just... started pissing down rain in the first quarter.
Magic time.
And the commentators were just absolutely bamboozled by it. They didn't know what the fuck was happening. Like, it was crazy. People were kicking the ball and the ball was going backwards in the air. It was fucked. And then 5 minutes later, sun's out. It was magic.
Magic time.
Yeah. Magic time.
Yeah. It was fine. It was honestly fucked. I actually can't believe what I saw.
Man.
Oh, how good's footy?
Yeah, it's no good, but hey, there's some magic.
It's magic.
Yeah. Still might shave my head.
Sean, there's a very real chance you're shaving your head.
I still believe. Very strong.
I mean, you got the best chance out of the three of us here.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Next one.
So, Tom, next game and...
Boys.
First time ever.
Fuck. It's big because...
By ever, I mean...
This year.
This year.
It's been, I think, nine games since a Geelong win. The history books were licking their lips and... Boys, I was nervous because as we pointed out last week, if Gold Coast
started... Is that the longest run of games you remember ever losing in a row?
Yeah. Yeah, it would
be. That's fucked. That's so fucked that nine is the most you've had to suffer through.
Although, there's probably more that I don't remember from when I like back in those early 2000s.
See, I feel like you've been suffering for a long time, but now that you've said it, now that it's actually been said like just nine games in a row... That's nothing.
You thought he's been suffering for a long time.
No, I felt like because of the way that he's been talking about the women's team.
Oh, yeah. Woe is me.
Yeah.
To be fair, they haven't looked like winning.
Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. I understand.
It's been seasons of 22 rounds where my team has won twice.
Yeah.
Brisbane very recently.
Yeah, I cannot.
Who once won three games in a year?
I can't compare that experience. Can I just say, though, no, Geelong look, didn't play
congratulations.
Brisbane
Tom,
or Freo. I'm
trying to congratulate you. Like, why are you trying to be so negative about Geelong? They just won a game. They Come did. On, Tom, lift.
I'm really excited. Boys, I'm very excited.
Now tell it to your voice.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why it's gone. it copped double cheering in the space of a 12-hour period. No, it was really fucking good because the worry was Gold Coast would come out firing like they did against Carlton and we wouldn't be able to catch them because that's been our issue. And instead, Geelong came out firing.
Gold Coast couldn't catch you.
Gold Coast couldn't catch us. We kicked some fucking awesome goals. Rocky Cranston had a ripper game, probably one of the best games for the year. Kicked an absolute fucking ripper from 45 on the run.
Easily after the best selling, game of the year.
Selling some candy. Tell you what I love.
Who?
Gardner has come in. She's now played, I think, four or five games. She came in early on in the year and just looked a little bit overawed. Went back a bit, worked on it, came back in the last couple of weeks. Last week she was voted as the fans' best player, and this week I think she should get it again. She was very good in the clinches again, and she's only 18, 19. She's only going to get better.
Strong bloodline.
I was going to say, I believe she's either the sister or the cousin of Darcy.
Yep.
She just looks legit. She broke a record in her junior year for the most disposals in a game with 38, I think. So she's got the ability to win the ball when she develops a little bit more. But fuck, it was nice to win on a positive. Astro O'Connor retired. It was really good to sort of give her the appropriate send-off. Meg Mack finally won a game as captain, nearly broke her foot in half, came back on, put herself at full forward because apparently that's easy because she couldn't really run. We came back out.
I mean, if you're playing for Geelong, putting yourself at full forward is pretty easy. You don't see the ball.
It's true.
It was really good team effort. We pressured Gold Coast. They got a little bit of a mini run on and we stopped them. We chased the ball carriers. We scored in every quarter. We kicked a lot of goals, highest score for a while. It was fucking good to end the year on a high and not go into the history books as being a side to go through an entire season without a win.
Instead, the history books have a different name written in it, which is the Gold Coast Suns.
Correct. So glad God we dodged that history. It was watching the girls celebrate the win was pretty fucking good. They were pretty happy. It also helped that Becky Webster kicked a fucking sick goal right on the siren as well. They looked good. Barber was fired up. Renee Karras kicked her first goal and looked genuinely surprised that it went through, which was really nice. I think
we all were.
I think we will aggressively go after a ruck, an established ruck in the trade season, just because the only rucks we've got now are Karras, who's I think in her second year, and Barber, who's in her first year, and I think Barber's a better forward.
Yeah.
So I think I wouldn't be surprised if we chased a ruck that wasn't getting a game at another club, or we went and, you know, got a pretty decent couple of picks that we use for rucks. But it gives us a nice platform to build, and with the injuries we had, we got to see some girls step up and play different roles. Becky Webster, who's primarily been playing at halfback, got to play in the middle with some injuries here and there. Amy McDonald will probably win our best and fairest. So good to win that last game, because boys, I was shitting my pants that the history books were coming for me twice in one season.
They were hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Got your percentage into the 40s as well. Well done.
Oh, fuck. It was nice to get it.
Rarefied air.
Yeah. Considering at one point, I'm pretty sure our percentage was like 17.
Yeah.
It was like in the low 20s.
Oh,
it was
never 17.
You're the only team in the 40s. Unique. Well done.
Well done. Well done, us. Yep. And we'll get a nice draft pick. So,
yeah.
So hopefully, yeah, we can get Nina Morrison back next year. Get Purcell back about halfway through the season and go again.
Beautiful.
So thank you, Cats, for a win.
Then Adelaide showed everyone that, finals is going to be fucking difficult this year if you're not an Adelaide Crows supporter. Because Collingwood came in pretty cocky and got just pulled apart.
Yep.
Should have been cocky.
Just dismantled.
Yeah. Kick two goals, five. Disgusting.
It's wild because you sort of forget that Adelaide, well, this sounds dumb, but you forget that Adelaide are good because they're just good all the time and people get excited about Collingwood not losing a game and the young up-and-comers of Brisbane. You forget that Adelaide exist and they're still a very good side.
I think that Adelaide were started the year good, very formidable, but in the last couple of games they just found another gear.
Yep. I think I said from the start Adelaide would finish runner-up in the grand final.
Yeah. Yeah,
I stand by that.
You look
Freo
like a genius.
Looked unbeatable, and now they've blinked.
They just can't get going.
Yeah,
Freo don't think have the firepower of Adelaide.
Yeah,
when Adelaide switched on, no one will beat them.
Well, this is the thing. Across every line, they've got a jet, and then they have players like Erin Phillips, who, if she's not getting the ball in the midfield, can go forward and kick four.
Yeah.
Like, she's similar to that, and I hate making comparisons between the men and the women's comps because they are vastly different. But that same Dustin Martin factor, yep. Whereas if he's not playing well on the ball, you put him up forward and he's so strong and so good at reading the ball. Mm-hmm. Phillips is the same. She's so good overhead.
Yep.
Like, you just can't. And again, that's the issue that I think Brisbane had when you played her. Svart could go with her in the middle the can't minute she it. Went yeah. forward.
Yeah, she's the best of the best.
Speaking of the best of the best, next game, Darcy Vessio stitched up the goal-kicking awards.
Is that her second win?
Second win. I think she won the inaugural goal-kicking.
Yeah, I think she did. Hey, she's very good at football and loves kicking goals.
She loves. I think she's – Gemma put up a thing saying I think she's the first player to ever kick 15 goals in a –
I've been 16, was it?
Well, when she got 15, she's the first player to get 15.
Probably broke her own record.
And then broke her own record in the same game by being the first to get a 16.
Yeah.
Darcy.
Carlton, I guess, realized that they looked a bit flat in the second half, I guess, because they realized that the dream was dead. Darcy had stitched up the goal-kicking award, and they were like, you know what, maybe we just won't kick any more goals the rest of the game. They kicked one after halftime, and Giants kicked two and got very close, too close, because Carlton won by 1 point.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a good 1 point win because they were in... It was like one of those, like, everyone listening to this show knows what I'm talking about, but you can have like 1 point wins that feel like you've fought really hard for them, or like something fucked happens towards the end of the game where your team does something good, kicks a goal or whatever late. And even if you were in front for most of the game, but you've kicked it to come back in front, it's like good.
Yep.
When the other team is just is chasing you down and you win by 1 point, stressful. And you're like, whew, but that's it.
Yeah, I understand feeling explicitly this
Shut
week.
Up, Tom. You don't understand that feeling explicitly this week because it's the exact opposite of what I just described.
No, it's not.
It's not about you, Tom.
You kicked a goal to get in front.
Yes, and then someone was coming after us.
Yeah, but...
It's not about you, Tom.
You kicked the last goal of the game in the game you're talking about, which is explicit what I just said.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what I just said. Carlton, we're in front all day.
Yeah.
GWS tried to run them down but didn't. I said that if you win by 1 point because you've kicked the last goal of the game, you're like, oh, my team steadied the ship and I won. And they've been like, I understand that feeling. Shut up, Tom. Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, Carlton, look, seventh sucks when the finals are six teams. And I would formally like to apologize to the Carlton football team, every single supporter of the Carlton Football Club. This is my fault and I understand. I take full responsibility.
Is the offer to still ship you out to other teams on the table?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
And I'd also, like, we'll get to it later, but I also formally apologize to the Essendon Football Club.
I don't think that's on you,
so.
Mate.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
Did you buy a membership?
No.
Well, that doesn't count.
No.
I don't think the Bombers curse is your fault, Dusha. I think they did that themselves.
Maybe they cursed me.
I think so.
Now the season's over, are you going to cut your membership up?
Might put it in the toaster.
Yeah, you should probably do something. Bury it, maybe. I don't know.
Put a stake through its heart.
Yeah.
Cleanse the club.
Give it to an exorcist or something.
Yeah, imagine I took it to an exorcist and the exorcist was like, oh yeah, this is fucked. I'd be like, oh no.
Shit.
Look, they had a crack this year. It was exciting. And
if you're an exorcist or know one, email the show.
Yeah. Or mail us an exorcist. The PO box is below. Yeah. And the last game of the round was an absolute fucking blowout where St Kilda just took a big shit on West Coast.
Yeah. Just imagining receiving a gift certificate for an exorcist.
I'm excited to open a package that smells bad and there's just a dead man in there.
Oh, God.
And he's the exorcist. We have to bring him back to life with another exorcist.
That's not what exorcists do, Tom.
Yeah, they do. In this case, they do.
Tom, you recently watched The Exorcist for the Scaredy Boys podcast, episodes people, every Friday.
Yeah, and how many people in The Exorcist bring a person back from the dead?
None. No, that's true. It solved a lot of problems if they could.
He may have missed it when he was scared and he covered his eyes.
That's true.
In fact, the movie starts with significantly less exorcists due to the fact they can't bring other exorcists back to life.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That movie is scary.
It is scary. Big time.
It's famous for a reason.
Yeah.
Anyway, St Kilda, well done. You just a huge blowout to finish the season.
Shocked me and murdered my tips because I went West Coast.
Jesus.
Yeah, I thought West Coast would win.
I liked it.
It was over there. Their form's been okay of late.
They were flying a bit.
I thought they would fly the flag in the last round. Yep. I thought the Saints, the wheels had fallen off. I was wrong. Sorry, St Kilda.
No, the
flag Kathy.
Hadn't been flying.
Yep.
So, let's look at the men's round that was. So, straight off the bat, Carlton took on Collingwood. For some reason, all three of us tipped Carlton, and I'm not sure why.
Well, because Collingwood sucks shit, and we thought Carlton didn't suck shit, and we were wrong, and they both suck shit.
But I just have to put it out there. I think we've been sucked in by Carlton again. They've done the same fucking thing they do every year.
They suck.
They like literally this. You could show me the results.
Why
do
we tip them on
two,
form though? Because right? they lost to Richmond right? the week before.
I think we get sucked. I think Carlton do this where they trick you for a bit. But these two losses are carbon copies of one another and are carbon copies of the last two losses they had probably last year as well. They've gone 0-2 9 years straight.
Yeah, they fucking suck.
You'd be just...
I hate them and I won't tip them again.
Jesus.
Oh, not this week. Depends on who they're playing.
They're playing Freo.
Where?
Here.
Freo.
Toof.
Yeah.
That's your roughie for the week, presumably.
Mate.
Well, I think I'm going off my rules. Like I did last week, too many roughies. I've lost the plot early.
You can still salvage it, mate.
Yeah, it's not too late.
Crisp had 36 touches. That's huge. Well done.
Yeah, look, yeah, Collingwood won and people were surprised.
McKay kicked 4 for Carlton. That's pretty good. Gibbons, 3.
Gibbons kicked 2 fucked goals.
They were fucked. One of them was so fucked he was in the Wayne Harms pocket 3 rows back.
Yeah, that was a great goal. Goal of the year, maybe.
Goal of the year.
Yep.
Oh, that's a bit cool. It's round 2.
Goal of the round.
Oh, easily goal of the round, for sure.
Yeah. Was it better than anything Hodder's kicked this year? No, but it was okay.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fuck Carlton.
Now.
Fuck Collingwood.
Next game.
Yeah, fuck. Yep. Fuck that too.
First game of the How Good's Footy Cup.
And Geelong won by 1 point.
Yep.
Big thank you to the boys. Thank you to the umpires.
Yep. Tom, you have the floor.
Tom, you have the floor.
I have the floor.
Shut the fuck up, Tom. Nah, Tom, you do have the floor.
I can't let
you speak bullshit. No, you do have the floor. I will sit back from the microphone.
Sean, you don't have to respond because you're sitting back from the microphone. But
don't lean in, you piece of shit.
I'm not leaning in. I'm just going to say that my team won. I feel bad because your team lost and we're friends. And the circumstances around the win are a bit grotty because the umpires fucked up. That was holding the ball. They should have paid it.
They fucked up all night, Tom.
They were terrible all night. They
are sick of cunts tweeting me. Oh, but Hipwood got fucking all his goals. Like there was a stat which Tom fucking retweeted.
The only reason he
Brisbane kicked
he just
5 goals,
at
2,
me too, by
3.
The way.
5 goals, 3.
5 goals, 3 from free kicks. John kicked 1 goal, I think.
Yep.
What does that fucking prove, cunt?
I'm just
saying. You're at the ground. You didn't see. I'm sick of cunts going, oh, Hipwood fucking staging for free kicks. There's one where a cunt's got his arms wrapped around him. That's a free kick. There's another one, which I agree is a 50-50, but he went forward and your stupid fuckhead, I think it was Blitzarves, or maybe it was Tom Stewart, I can't remember, hands are in the back.
Yeah,
that's a 50-50. You know, it isn't a 50-50. Blitzarves doing a 360 and throwing the ball away in the fucking goal square. Game over.
Sean.
Another one.
Sean.
Fucking can't remember who it was. One of your stupid cunt players, Tom, did a 720 and then passed the ball, just palmed, like handed it off to Selwood. That is a free kick. In any fucking language in the world, I want to die when I look at the screen and I see that. Selwood kicks a goal. They win. Another one. Hawkins should have given away a double 100. That would have been another one. That would have been 6 goals, 3 from free kicks.
Yep.
Fucking hell, Tom. The umpiring was a disgrace.
It was bad both ways.
I'll take a breath now and you have the floor.
The umpiring was bad both ways. I could see that that one decided the game.
When was it bad both ways?
Grian Myers got his head ripped off in the goal square and they pinged him for holding the ball. Should have been high tackle, shot on goal.
Don't recall, but I do recall Bailey in the dying moments getting done for holding the ball when he had no prior.
Yeah, the umpiring was really bad all night.
I also recall another throw, which resulted in a Geelong goal. A couple of throws got goals.
I don't know about that.
So,
no, you do,
team.
Tom.
I don't know about
you
that.
You didn't see the fucking game. You're at the ground.
Yeah.
What? When you watched the replay when you got home.
What was
they're not showing replays of throws, Tom.
Well, what's the throw that led directly to
the
goal?
I don't know. There were too many. There were at least 2 or 3 of them.
Tom.
The Hawkins one to Smith and the Hawkins one to Selwood were both handballs. You can see his hand hit the ball.
Last season, I will say, as a person that doesn't barrack for either of these teams, Geelong are a bit of a throwy side. They love a
big
bloody,
throw.
Bloody
few
cheeky.
Few throws against us last year. Ah, Brisbane missed a lot of shots.
Can I also say, Sean?
Also, no, you should probably say.
Sean, I just want to say.
Hurry up.
yes, yes, all those things happened. However, I will say that the loss should be placed squarely at the feet of one small man who, when your team is in front and Geelong cannot clear our back half, gave away the dumbest 50-metre penalty.
Don't remind me of that insipid fucking cunt. I'm so angry at him.
Yeah, when I saw that happen.
He's got a fucking long way to get back.
My dad
win back
said,
respect.
Oh, Zorko wouldn't want to be doing that. What does Sean think of Zorko? I said, Dad, Sean hates Zorko.
Honestly, he's under the pump now.
We couldn't get the ball out of our back half and you're in front and you gave away the dumbest 50.
I think you ended up getting a goal from that.
That was the one that Smith kicked, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fucked.
He should ban himself for a week.
He should go. Gary Rowan is a fucking idiot. He's gone 2 weeks, I think.
Not enough.
Big idiot. Did you? I don't know if they were talking this at the game, but at the ground, right? So obviously I was there. So we did it. We didn't see him do it because the play was down here. Then we've looked down and
you didn't see it, Tom, because it was so far off the fucking ball.
That's what I mean. We've just looked back to our goal square. Lockie Neal's face down and Gary Rowan's walking away and Mum's like, I think he's just punched Neal in the face.
To any Twitter cunts who are still banging on about, oh, what about Lockie Neal? Lockie Neal got him first. Lockie Neal did like one of those little like jumper pushes.
Yeah.
Pushed him away and then turned his back. What Gary Rowan did.
Barry Hall.
Is actually fucking terrible. Like, he didn't full on get him in the head, but it did go up into the chin.
Well, here's the thing. If Gary Rowan's fist was 2 inches higher, that's a 6 week ban. Gary Rowan's a fucking idiot.
I'd have given him more than 2 weeks. A, because he's a piece of shit on and off field.
Yes.
Yep. Massive cunt.
Yep.
Fucking hate him. He's fiery. Remember last time he tried to kill a bunch of Brisbane players?
Yeah.
He tried to kill Ryan Lester.
Ugh.
That's a job for me, you fuck. Fucking hell. And then, oh my God. Yeah, it's the fact that Lockie Neal turns his back.
Yep.
And then decides to hit him in the back. Like, that's fucking coward punch.
It's a real, it's a, at least
that's Tom, a disgrace. Stamp that out. I'd have given him more than 2 weeks.
At least Tom Hawkins will punch you in the face while looking at you.
Tom Hawkins will look you in the eye while he's punching you.
You'll see nothing behind his eyes before a fist just goes to your face.
But he'll look you in the eye first.
Gary Rowan, little sniper cunt. I fucking hate him. And I will just say one more thing. It's not all the umpire's fault. Brisbane missed a lot of opportunities. Yep. They dominated huge
Don't
chunks
say
of that
yep,
game.
Tom,
I agree.
Eric Hipwood ran in and missed one. He should have kicked 5 or 6 goals. Come on, Eric.
4-3?
He kicked 4-3. Should have done a bit better than that. There were a few misses that should have been goals, and then it's not helped by cunty umpires. And I'll add one more thing, and that's Chris Scott is a massive cunt.
Yep.
I'm honestly sick of him. Chris Fagan summed it up pretty well where he said, I wouldn't do that. No one fucking would.
No.
Stop talking to players.
I don't like
What good's going to come from it?
I don't like
All you're doing is putting yourself in a position for Harris Andrews to sledge you about how weak you were in the grand final. And you have to cop that, and then you have to pull a little meme-worthy face. I'm sick of Chris Scott. His sexiness is gone, Tom.
He's still sexy.
No, I don't think he is.
He's starting to blow out a bit again, and now he's just a greasy, long-haired, bearded fuckhead without a tan.
He's got to cut the hair.
The hair's too long now. He's leaning into he's.
I saw a good tweet that was along the lines of, Chris Scott's petulant behaviour over anything that goes wrong in a game is bleeding its way down into the bloodstream of the entire Geelong team.
Ooh, I wouldn't
Fair
say
shout.
That.
Fair
I,
shout.
I wouldn't say that.
On the weekend, from what I saw, correct. The fact that Joel Selwood, of all people, comes after opposition players who get a free kick for like a head-high tackle, cunt, for 15 years, you've got more than double any other player in the AFL for that sort of bullshit. Shut up. The hypocrisy of Geelong sometimes, Tom.
Are you done?
I don't think they're my second favourite team anymore.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
At the moment. They just need a cool-off week.
I will say...
Unfortunately, I think I have to support them on Monday.
Sean, let me just be the first to remind you that changing your second favorite team, never TC behavior. Whenever you want.
Fucking hell.
I will say.
Position open.
Taking everything else aside, the game was insanely weird because of the COVID thing that happened.
Yep.
So we missed completely Chris Scott fighting with the Brisbane players because we were listening to an announcement saying you had to leave. And everyone in the crowd who hadn't heard the announcement before was like, wait, is the game over? Because if people from Brisbane have to leave, that includes the play. So there was like pandemonium for a good like quarter and a half in the second quarter.
Yep.
So just to clarify, because there was two things we haven't said yet.
Yep.
One, Geelong won by a point.
Geelong won by a point.
Two,
Isaac Smith.
Before the game
yep.
and at quarter time, there was news that came out at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Which was moments before the game started that there had been a locally acquired case
in Queensland.
Of COVID. In Queensland, so anyone that had travelled from Queensland.
No, not from Queensland, sorry, just from Brisbane or Moreton Bay.
To Melbourne, it's from the something of March, which
12th of March, had to immediately leave the venue and isolate. Apparently they turned about 40 to 50 people away, but boys, our friendship was tested. There were some dog shit things happening in this game, but footy got a gift on Friday night, and that gift was Wayne Carey got sent home.
Loved it.
It's fucking beautiful.
Abby Holmes came into the box.
Oh, how much?
Brilliant.
I didn't watch the game live on TV because I was there, but I've since back and watched bits of.
Where were you Friday night?
I've gone back and watched it, and her commentary, so much better than anything he could ever produce. It's about fucking time he doesn't come back on this TV show. I put a tweet out on one of the games, and this just shows how fucking toxic and stupid football fans are, men's football fans are. I put a tweet out talking about a certain Collingwood player and how Channel 7 are always going to be pumping him up because a core piece of their commentary team is a man who has been charged and convicted of sexually assaulting somebody.
Yep.
Right? I put that tweet out, and I saw a lot of female Twitter people that I follow put similar stuff out, cop a lot of heat from men. I didn't until women started retweeting my tweet. That's the only time men started coming after the tweet.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty, idiot?
He's been fucking charged. He's not being investigated, you dumb fucking cunts. The whole thing is fucked. And the problem is that you can just see it. You watch how the AFL women's go, and you compare the culture around those games compared to the culture around the men's games. I was at the ground for the first time at a men's game in ages after going to a couple of the women's games. The crowd is different. Mm-hmm. There are good elements to the crowd. It's boisterous. It's exciting. But there is this weird edge.
Aggressiveness.
Which I don't love. Mm. There was a guy. So where we were sitting was actually near all the Brisbane family. So we were like, I was literally a seat away from Chris Danaher. Right?
Awesome. I don't think you were, because when Danaher kicked his goal.
Joel, if I had have stuck my head this way to the right, I would have been on television.
Yeah, well, you weren't, which means you weren't sitting right next to him.
Because I put my head in my hands.
Literally, I was looking out for you when that happened.
There's like a
I'm pretty sure I saw a soft pair of hands enter the frame.
Well, Terrence.
Yeah. No, we were right next to him because Dad's like, that's Chris Danaher. And I went, yeah, no, it is.
When you say right next to him, what do you mean?
You keep saying sitting next to
him. Because it wasn't a close-up angle on the TV. It was a what, you know.
Yeah, it was a wide shot. We saw like four seats either side of him at least.
Yeah,
so it's.
How many people between you and him?
Aisle, Chris.
Huge aisle.
Big aisle. Big and also empty seats next to him because, again.
So aisle and an empty seat. I say aisle, empty seat, Chris.
Did you talk to him?
No. In Geelong gear. I'm not going to talk to him. He
loves footy.
Yeah, but like he was focused.
Probably would love to just have a lighthearted chat to ease the tension, the anxiety. But no,
here's the thing, right?
Bit rude, really.
So he's sitting there and in his own Brisbane area.
He came so close to a Danaher.
Just fucking listen
That's
to
huge
this.
For
I went
this
to
show.
School with his cousin.
There's a bloke a bloke sitting up the back bagging out Joe Danaher. And it's like, his dad's right there, you cunt.
Did you fight him?
My mum was going to. Oh, she kept turning around and looking at him, and my dad was like, stop it. The guy is blind, drunk, and four times your size. And my mum was like, I'll take him.
Yeah, that's great. Love that.
Sean, I don't know if this is good to hear, but it was our first game back at the footy. It was very exciting. I got a hug at the end of the game.
From who?
From mum. Got a mum hug.
Did you get a Terrence hug?
And a dad hug.
Terrence hug.
Just a way to rub it in.
So I'm sorry.
When I saw the result, I knew we were entering Terrence hug territory.
Yeah, did you get a Milo ice cream?
No.
They don't exist, do they?
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
did you get a sausage from across the road?
No, I
didn't. Outside the stadium?
Know what I got?
What'd you get?
We brought our own hot dogs, and Dad miscalculated the number of hot dogs to buns, so I got a double banger. I got a hot dog with double banger hot dog. It felt good. Zach Tui being back in the side was fucking great, and my favourite player was very influential on the game, and that was Mark O'Connor. Did a very good job on locking Neil, which is an interesting role for him to play.
Yeah.
Normally he's in that back line, so good on him.
Pretty good job. You would think today from Damien Barrett's article that Lachie Neal's never been tagged before in his fucking career.
Yes. However, it is the lowest disposal count he's had since like 2017.
Ah, whatever. That's what happens when you get bashed in the head from behind by a fucking ginger coward cunt.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think Rowan's got to be careful because if Cameron gets fit, danger comes back. Francis Evans played really fucking well. There's a couple of young guys playing really well in the reserves. He might not be getting a game.
I reckon that Chris Scott loves him and he'll be getting heaps of games.
I don't know about that.
That's one more thing I don't like about Chris Scott this week is that he says that he saw the vision and he's comfortable with it. Don't come out and comment on those things because you just shouldn't anyway.
Well, he did such a good job for Dangerfield where he came out and said Dangerfield shouldn't have bumped. He should have tackled.
He just shouldn't comment.
The problem is
he's a mouthy cunt.
You influence the tribunal when you do it. Just don't say anything. And also don't watch someone get cowed punched and then go, no, I saw it. I was comfortable with it. Shut up. Mark Robinson, that fuckwit from the Herald Sun,
today said, yeah, like there should be a please explain to Chris Scott for talking to the players, but Lachie Neale needs to get one too. And it's like, why? Players banter with each other all the time during the quarter breaks.
Yeah, no, here's
the only wrong thing that happened there is that a coach came in and it got escalated to the point where his own players had to drag him away.
What was weird?
Doesn't look good.
What was weird was after the Rowan punch.
Cut his hair off at least.
Yeah.
Tie him down. Shave his head. Don't shave his head because he hasn't won a flag and he won't.
Cut it short.
Cut it short.
Yeah.
Cut his beard off.
I will also say
and his wife suffers.
Boys, I stood for the first goal.
Congratulations.
Nearly fainted because I hadn't done it in so long.
Yeah, well done.
And Francis Evans kicked two goals, including a ripper first goal, first kick. Very nice. He'll be a good little player for us.
How long have we been talking about Geelong here?
Well, because you keep yelling at me. The weird thing was.
I haven't yelled for a long time.
Rowan went, you just fucking yelled.
In fact, I think Joel will agree. I haven't raised my voice.
No, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. So Rowan, after he punched Neil.
Sean's microphone was on.
Rowan went off from like after the punch, which was halfway through the first quarter. Didn't come back out again until halfway through the second. Like he went down into the rooms.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether they took him down to the rooms and then Matthew Scarlett just kicked the shit out of him.
Hopefully.
Which is what I hope happened.
Barely got a touch, didn't he?
Yeah, he was useless.
Yeah, it was like any grand final that he's played in.
Yeah, I'm off him. Sean, I don't like the way he behaves off the field either.
Yep. Fuck it.
We're very critical of players who behave like dickheads and he's done it and I'm not a fan.
Big piece of shit.
Get him out of the team.
Yep.
Anyway, go
Cats. I reckon
Cats.
I hate him as much as his kids do.
I reckon that's what Lachie Neale said to him and that's why he punched him in the face. we won and it felt dirty, but
just climb the win, Tom.
We won.
Yep.
Go Cats.
Next game. And there's not a lot I want to talk about here except Sydney looked dangerous this year and Tex Walker, what the fuck?
Coleman Medal, baby.
Is he back? Do the new rules suit Tex? I think they do.
They do. He's a speed machine. Apparently.
I think it's the stand rule because he's got a bit of a, if he can get a bit of a run, he can kick at 70.
Good on him. I actually, I respect this. We've been critical of him because he's been a flog, quite frankly.
But now he's letting his kicking do in the talking and he's kicked fucking 10 goals this season
It's good for footy. A fired up Tex, I think he's good for footy.
I saw a comment, I can't remember who made it, but they were like, Tex Walker is now a man who knows that he won't be in the next premiership team. So now the power he has is to like set the example for the young guys.
Yeah, sorry.
I like that.
I like it too. He's free.
The burden has been lifted. The curse has been passed.
Yeah. Speaking of setting the standard for the young guys, another old bloke returned to the footy field and was bombing them from 55, and that's Buddy Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Love to see.
Fuck.
I want to see 1,000 goals.
He's what, 23 or something away?
33? No, more. 50.
He could get there.
50 or 60.
He could absolutely.
He's contracted for next year, by the way.
Fuck, he could so get there.
It just depends if the body holds up. It's always easy to come back for a first game. It's like the ones after that are
interesting. It's like how do you pull up after the game and can you go to training? And
And once again, the two young guns in Campbell and Golden just fucking jets still.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
And McDonald, I think, kicked a couple more.
They're dangerous, Sydney.
Yep.
It's exciting. Well,
they're a smoky for finals.
Huge I wouldn't even say they're a smoky at this point. I reckon they're a pretty.
See how they go. They've got a huge fucking game on Saturday against Richmond
at the G.
That's juicy. That's nearly game of the round.
Imagine they win.
Yeah, that would be massive. I reckon they're a big chance too. Richmond, you know,
they take a bit to get going.
Richmond are easiest to get early, I think.
Yep. Then next game, Essendon fell apart against Port Adelaide, which a lot of people expected. What people didn't expect is 3 knee injuries in one game.
That is very fucked.
That's fucked. And Heppel was laid out due to a back strain.
He's cooked.
We got no players left already.
Yep.
2 weeks in. The only thing that is good is 2 weeks in a row, hookers kicked multiple goals. Tipper kick 3, hooker kick 3.
That's all you want.
No, it's good.
It's
but
the baseline.
That's the foundation to build on. Hooker kicking goals and being a cunt.
Yeah.
That's the true Essendon spirit.
Yeah,
right
Hooker kicked 3-1 and so did Tipper. Well done. But, yeah, like, there's already people running articles that Essendon are going to be 0-8 and whatever because they're looking at the fixture and they're like, yeah, they're fucked. But, those 3 injuries do not help us. No. They're 3 key players.
And, again, you're playing against Port Adelaide who look very fucking good right now.
Oh, they're scary good.
Like,
yeah, but
you just lost to Hawthorn last week.
Yeah, who you got next week?
St Kilda.
Well,
then we've got Sydney.
What?
Mm.
Then Brisbane, I think.
Then Brisbane.
Mm.
Then Collingwood.
Collingwood. Anzac Day. Big.
That'd be huge.
Prime time.
Kale Hooker wins the Anzac Day medal for kicking 6 goals and punching Goey in the face.
Oh, that's big.
And then it's meant to be Carlton.
Is that the one they think?
Yeah, that's round 7, which is like
interesting. People have just dropped off Carlton immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's after that?
No. Sorry. I mean, no, that's not the one. Sorry. That's, I thought you meant, is that the one where, and I cut you off. Is that's the one where, one? That's where the fixture is all up in the air still.
Okay, yeah. But so, there's still the next game though, right?
Well, Carlton, which, and then it's Giants.
Well, there you go.
And then Freo here.
Well.
Yep. Then North. We play North twice.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, it's not. Because
they're dog shit too at the moment.
Yeah, but they have, much like how Tex has the weight has been lifted, North Melbourne also are playing like that at the moment.
No, they're not. They got shit. Absolutely annihilated by the Suns.
They suck shit.
They got David Noble was filthy on them.
Yeah, he will be.
For anyway. A while. If Essendon just lost this game and we didn't have three injuries, I would be feeling a lot better because I'd be like, hooker kick three, that's sick. Port are like one of the favourites for the flag. But instead, hooker kick three and we lost three knees.
How did a cheeky forward player go for Port Adelaide?
I think he kicked two.
He kicked two goals, three. So he kicked two behinds before he kicked a goal. So he clearly saw red and black and was like, fuck, went back to the old mindset of just spraying him.
Yeah. Fuck.
Do you know what's cooked watching Port? Is that Motlop might be the fittest he's ever been, and it makes me feel like the universe is crumbling around me. He's now played two or three consistent games.
That's interesting.
Which is wild.
It's Michael Voss probably.
Just
winning coaching. Yep.
Anyway, enough about that crippling defeat. Let's talk about the next game. Melbourne turned it on against St Kilda. Melbourne off to another start, I guess. I don't know.
Disappointing. I had tipped Melbourne, talked to a Melbourne supporter who had no belief at all.
They don't
and
win
listed
this game.
All his injuries and that, and also that it was at Marvel Stadium and all that. And he was like, "Don't tip him." So I changed to St Kilda, and it hurt me.
This game here traditionally Melbourne lose. It's like early in the year they play St Kilda at Marvel, and St Kilda like they might be the only game St Kilda win for 5 weeks.
But Melbourne had, is shit at Marvel.
Yeah. Well, Melbourne had 13 more scoring shots.
Yeah,
and only won by 18 points.
I think Max Gawn saw the news reports being like Ruckman are no good this year, and went, "You know what? Fuck you."
Yeah, he's going to be he'll still be good.
Yeah. He's Max Gawn. He had one
Grundy
bad
had
game.
A good game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grundy got targeted specifically to be shut down and Gawn had an average game against Freo. They still won. Yep.
Fuck him.
Yep, fuck him. Next game, the Suns just torched North.
That's a worry for North.
Yeah, cuz they're supposed to be on the same wavelength and Gold Coast
1 or 2 years ahead of North now, I would think.
But yeah, to lose
the lack of
60
effort,
points,
I think, was the killer.
So. Yeah, I mean, if you're getting smashed by 10 goals by Gold Coast, fucking look out when you play Port Adelaide.
Well, they already did. And they got smashed by about.
Oh, did North already? They played last week.
Yeah. Got killed.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, look out. Yeah, when you played the Ports and the Richmonds and.
Brisbane and Geelong.
Mm.
So North Melbourne, bottom of the ladder with a percentage of 48. Essendon, second last, percentage of 73.
Yeah, so that's bad.
It's going to get worse.
There was a passage of Playboys, which I think is maybe the most beautiful passage of play I've ever seen.
Mm.
It involved Lockie Weller, who is one of the most beautiful men to play football, and involved the most exquisite blind turn at full speed I have ever seen. He picks the ball up, takes off, goes to be tackled by a North player and just turns his back on him, doesn't lose any momentum, takes off, delivers the ball on a platter down the line and they kick a goal. It's just like, how is he that? How did you just let him do that?
It's fucked.
I love Gold Coast.
Good on them. They do start the season well normally.
They do, yes.
So the big challenge is playing
it
out.
The sad news is Butterick has done his ACL.
Fuck.
Which is not the news that they would be wanting. Mm-hmm. Although Matty Rowell, I think, is 6 weeks.
Oh, is it six?
6 or 7.
Damn.
So, which is better than it could have been. I think they were really worried it was going to be another season out for him. But you know, they're just plugging away. Good on them.
Yep.
I respect it. It's great.
Yep.
Next game, Richmond defeated Hawthorn. Hawthorn played their bullshit defensive lockdown thing. So it was a very average game.
Boring to watch.
They did that. Yeah. They played a bullshit lockdown defensive
boring
game.
Boring to think
on,
about. Next
on
game.
Except Dusty.
Yep.
Then we have Western Bulldogs and West Coast.
Whoa, exciting game.
Very exciting.
Huge game. Saw parts of it. It was juicy. I didn't see the final quarter where apparently Luke Darcy just did a big cum on the microphone.
Yeah. He's copping a bit of heat for that.
Yeah, so he should.
He's not a good commentator. He's never been a good commentator.
McRae.
Board director of the club. What's he doing? Why are you commentating?
It's like Rusciuto.
Rusciuto does Adelaide. Yep. He does heaps of South Australian games. Yep. So if he's not doing Adelaide, he's been a cheeky cunt about Port Adelaide.
He is. Jacob hates him because anytime it's Port, he talks them down.
Did McRae? Did Eddie ever commentate?
Only special games that you opted in for.
Originally he did, and then there were issues, and then they did like a press red for Ed, like Collingwood.
I remember that. The first time they did that, they got smashed by Richmond, yeah, and they all cracked the shits.
Yeah.
So good. Still one of my favourite moments in footy.
But yeah, no, Eddie commentated those games a lot.
This is the thing. This is the thing that shits me out the commentary teams. Like, yes, the Wayne Carey thing, but there are so many mediocre men who are commentating in football. Yes. The Channel 7 commentating team is fucking garbage.
Yep.
It's awful. What? Mm-hmm. Darcy, Brayshaw, BT,
yep.
Dinosaurs. It is 2021.
Yep.
Last year, you got to see some interesting commentary teams because of COVID. And this year, they've just gone back to business as fucking usual, except there's no more Bruce.
Yeah, they're a pack of cunts, Tom.
I hate them all.
We've covered it a lot of times. Pack of cunts. The AFLW commentary teams are pretty good, and I'm pretty happy with them.
They're much better, yeah. I would like improvement. They have Ben Dixon sometimes, and sometimes it's like he doesn't want to be there. And I don't – he just sounds very bored, but I think that's just Ben Dixon's voice.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Get Lynchy back.
Mr. Queensland.
Make him do 50 games in a row and be really angry.
Be really out of breath and possibly dying.
The only thing we have to say about this game, boys.
The Bont.
Yeah. Fuck. Ice in those veins.
His hair's too short, though, I think.
Oh, but he's a very
handsome. He doesn't need a headband.
No, he's very, very handsome.
Oh, yeah. Can I just say?
He is.
He's played two games now with short hair and he's been pretty fucking good.
If you're betting on the Brownlow, just bet on the Bont.
Yeah, bet on the Bont.
Yeah, I think he stitched it up already, to be honest.
Two games in.
Yeah. It's fucking over. 30
touches, kicked three goals.
Including the sealer.
He's too powerful.
Yeah. Unstoppable.
The stand rule as well is helping him because he just gets a little handball and bang. He's just gone. A little chip from 55.
Oh.
Post height. Is ridiculous.
He's a very good player.
And he's what, 24?
Yeah, he'll be.
Yeah, 24, 25.
He's young.
Fucked.
Yeah.
McRae, 41 touches.
Yep, just racks him up.
Super coach captain.
Yeah, the guy I played against this week had him as his captain, and I was just shitting myself the whole game. Yeah,
Norton
very tight, that league. Bloody tight.
Very tight.
Shitload of tight games. We've already had two or three draws as well.
It's cooked.
Yeah.
Norton and Bruce both kicked three goals as well.
Bulldogs Kennedy have the most four. Fucked hair. Norton's hair is like off the fucking chain at the moment.
Yeah, every hair, most of the hair on the Bulldogs is off its head.
Yeah.
And you know what else is off its head? Mm. The reason they won.
Yeah.
You know who was playing his 150th game?
Hey, Libba.
Oh, he had a huge game as well.
Yeah.
Also, how the fuck has he played 150 games already?
Yeah, that's heard insane. It, I was like, what the fuck?
But also,
he's quite young, although he's been around for a while, but he's been injured heaps.
That's
he missed an entire year for mental health.
Yeah.
And another year for his ACL.
Has he played 150?
Well,
how old is he?
Libba's a year younger than me, I think. Oh, yeah, fuck. He'd be late 20s.
Yeah, okay. He's almost 30.
In my head, he's like 25.
So this is what I mean. If he wasn't injured, he's probably been playing. He should be playing his 200th.
Okay.
But do you know what I'd like to see? Libba last season, and it's already happened this season, looks like he's looking the best he's ever looked.
Mm. He looks very fit. He looks like he's got that mad Libba let's win vibe.
He wants a flag.
Can't remember the last one.
Fucking it. Yeah. Scary to imagine what Libra with two flags looks like. Surely, look.
You get 20 new tattoos.
Surely the Bont is captaining a premiership side at some point.
Yeah. Hopefully. Well, hopefully for the Bulldogs fans.
Yeah. This team is fucking psychotic on field, but good footy energies. None of this
I think the back line's still weak. If you can expose the back line, but in order to expose the back line,
you've got to get through their fucking midfield, which is
just off its fucking head.
West Coast were doing that, but then just showed that eventually the Bulldogs just, there's a bit of the 2016 Dogs about this.
Yep.
They're aggressive, they're fast, and they just keep going.
Yep.
Dangerous.
They're very dangerous. Just get a new coach and everything will be good. Tweak the back line, get a new coach. Oh, dynasty.
Voss.
Imagine Voss at the Bulldogs.
The Bull Voss.
Oh, shit.
The Western Bull Voss. Oh, it's good.
Fucking hell. I'd buy that t-shirt. God, how good's Vossy?
It's very good, mate.
It's the only reason worth watching Port Adelaide.
It's why they're doing so well.
In case you get a glimpse of Voss.
Do you know why Zach Butters is playing like an absolute machine?
He's got Voss whispering in his ear.
He's like, you're going to be the next me, but not as good.
He's turned that club around.
Because no one ever could be.
Yep.
They're fucked. They're a fucked side, and they're very exciting to watch. And if you're a Bulldogs fan, congratulations. You've been gifted.
Yep.
Just gifted chaos footy, but positive chaos footy. Every time I think about footy, I just keep getting sad, and it's sad.
I can't think of any fuckheads at the Bulldogs.
In fact, we had the opposite, where footage came out in between our last episode and this week's episode of Bailey Smith.
Apologizing to the umpire.
Yeah. So he gave away a free kick. Oh, no, he got warned about giving away a free kick because he was being like a smart ass. But he got picked up on the umpire's mic and the conversation between him and the umpire got posted, which was him being like standing on the mark, standing on the mark, and the other guy couldn't get up because he was like, he's in between.
Locked him in.
Yeah. And then the umpire's like, move, move, move. He's like, I can't move because then it's a free kick or whatever. And then eventually it was sorted. And the umpire was like, you know what you're doing. And Bailey Smith was like, look, sorry. I'm just getting off the chain a bit here. Like,
sorry, I'm so up and about.
Yeah, up and about. That's right. Sorry. I'm just up and about. And then he was like, he said something. And then Bailey Smith cracked back with something. He's like, sorry, I'm just being a smartass. I'm sorry. Yeah. And they just ran off. Very funny.
Good.
Three votes.
Yeah. He's probably already got him from last week, though. He kicked two goals at 30 plus touches.
Three to the Bont, two to Bailey.
From last week?
Yeah, both weeks.
Give the Bont.
Yeah.
I reckon.
But then here's the issue. Then there's McRae. And there's fucking Daniel.
Bont will score over McRae every day of the week.
Yeah.
McRae just quietly goes about it.
Where Bont has, even though Bont is also sort of quietly going about it, he has explodes. The charisma.
Yeah, he explodes.
The charisma magnet. Yeah. The umpires can't help but look at him.
He's also got a name that is preceded by the. No one's calling McRae the Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, they should.
Fuck.
The Jack Mac. Mac Jack.
Or just Macca.
The Macca.
Oh, fuck. I hate those ads.
They are in my head forever now.
You know what?
I saw it once.
Another thing with old Marcus, not bad acting chops for a
football player. That Amy ad? He's much better in his Amy ad than Trent Cotchin is in his.
Yeah, Cotchin shit ass.
Yep.
Bont, so Marcus Montepelli is currently appearing in an insurance ad in Australia. And believable. Looks good in it too.
Yeah.
Great outfit choice.
Movie star look. Big future ahead of him.
Oh, yeah.
Big Australia's very own Brad Pitt vibes.
Yeah, he's going to be the first person to win a Brownlow and a Logie in the same year.
The Bont Golden Logie for his performance on field. Well, I mean,
why can't they win Logies? They're on TV.
Yeah, they should.
They should.
The Bont should win the gold Logie.
Yeah.
Best TV personality.
Because he's a superstar.
Oh, he is a superstar. Movie star charisma on the Bont.
Oozes it.
Ugh. Anyway, next game, Freo beat Giants. Who cares?
Yeah. Well done, Freo.
Well done, Freo. Good on you. Giants, remember when you made the flag, the final? You didn't make the flag. You didn't get close.
Yeah. Sorry, Leon. I did see a tweet from someone being like, the Giants have wasted a premiership window.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the fitness aspect of it. Whoever's like doing the rehab and all that, like the injuries were just fucked every year, every fucking year. Oh, well, sorry, Leon.
Anyway, time to look at next week.
Yep. And much like last week, unfortunately, we will not have a chance to read any emails out this week. Inbox is off the chain. We're going to read them in our quiet time. But to save this podcast from going for 3.5 hours, unfortunately, we cannot air them. But keep them coming in because we love to read them and send them to each other. So thank you everyone who emailed, but let's look at next week. So do you want to start with the men's or the women's?
Let's start with the women's. It matters.
Big time. First week of finals.
Juicy. Can we talk about the fixturing of the finals where they fixtured two finals in Melbourne miles apart so there's no way that fans can go to both finals?
What grounds are they at?
One's at Casey Fields and
Vic Park. They're the same day, 2 hours apart.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The start time is 2 hours apart.
Yeah. Yes.
So literally as one ends, one will start.
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck, they're idiots.
Yep.
Is that what day of the week are they?
Saturday.
Is there like some primetime men's game on Saturday night or something?
It's the Easter long weekend. The primetime games are like the Good Friday game and Thursday and Monday. They're the primetime games.
Yeah, the only game they're avoiding on Saturday night is West Coast take on Port Adelaide.
Not even in the state.
No. Nah. And Essendon play St Kilda at 4:30.
Why couldn't one of the women's games be on Saturday night?
Or Saturday
or
and Sunday.
Or just Saturday twilight or Sunday. Or what the fuck? Yeah. No, I don't mind them the same day.
Yeah.
But
push like, it. Yeah, don't
if they're both in Melbourne or in Victoria, let people go to both.
And this is the issue, is it?
Fucking unbelievable.
Once again, the people running AFLW don't understand the product. They keep thinking about it in relation to the men's comp. And it's not, because you have people who will go to both games, even if they don't support any teams, because they just want to support women's
team. Is that an AFLW decision, though? The fixturing? I doubt it. It's AFL House, mate.
Absolutely.
Fuck AFL
but House. But AFLW is AFL House.
Yeah. Well, sort that shit out.
Anyway, stupid fixturing aside, and also, speaking of stupid fixturing, the 1 week off, I feel, is going to fuck both of those teams.
Agreed. It always does.
Although it might benefit you guys, because otherwise you weren't going to be getting a home game.
Oh, whatever, mate. We've been traveling all fucking year anyway.
Yeah, it just seems really strange to give two teams 1 week off and then the other four play, meaning that...
I don't really like the whole week off thing. I think we need a better format, but yeah, they're not going to change it now.
Yeah.
What do we got?
So, Casey Fields, 105 on Saturday afternoon. Melbourne take on Freo.
That's a Melbourne win. Magic time.
That would be fucked.
They also need to win to get Daisy Pierce back in the side.
That'll be fucked.
Yeah. Magic time.
Magic time, Melbourne time. I was all about love and tackles, but I'm on this Melbourne time, magic time.
Yeah. Is it Casey Fields Melbourne magic or Casey Fields magic happens?
Magic.
I think it's Melbourne magic.
I think.
Because the magic was they came back and beat you guys.
In my head, it was like, if Melbourne's at Casey Fields, I'm backing Melbourne.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because it's magic time.
Melbourne magic.
I think I'm going to go Freo.
Oh.
Because I feel like that. Maybe love trumps magic.
So here's the thing. What's Gemma going to do?
Well, we tweeted her and asked her, and I said, you know, who are you barracking for? And she said footy.
I will say this.
A coward answer.
She also messaged me and said that she wanted everybody to know how happy she was for both of her teams. So I'm assuming she means
me also.
Sydney, right? Because they played very fucking well and she's excited about those young kids. So good on her. But I can only assume, based on the results, because Gold Coast lost and Freo lost, her two teams are Melbourne and Sydney.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that would make sense.
If Freo win, she can't get excited.
Will she believe in Melbourne this time?
That's what she's got to do.
No, I mean, she's barracking for footy.
She wasn't expecting Melbourne to make it this far.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they need. They're winning because they need to prove to Gemma that they're worth her love.
Gemma also clarified that the recruitment coach for Melbourne was being genuine. So there was no sarcasm. It was thank you for the belief. No sarcasm. I know. There must be sarcasm.
Oh, it's got to be.
Has to be sarcasm.
Has to be super. So much sarcasm, it's real.
Yep. Anyway, I'm tipping Freo. And then at Victoria Park, Collingwood take on North Melbourne.
Collingwood.
Yeah.
North just look a bit shaky and Collingwood will be angry.
Yeah.
And that place is a fortress for them.
Yeah, North look borderline like a team that don't deserve to be there.
Yeah, they look like a team that maybe should have finished seventh so that Carlton can finish sixth.
Yep.
Yep.
Collingwood.
Anyway. Big week of finals. And then in the men's round three, Collingwood take on Brisbane here. Brisbane.
Should have been at the Gabba. Brisbane are stuck here because of COVID. Brisbane.
You'll win, mate.
Brisbane. I hope so.
North Melbourne take on Western Bulldogs in what is the most one-sided odds I've ever seen in of tipping.
This is a good Friday game. Yeah. Get North out of that slot.
North are like, oh, we want it still. It's like you've done nothing to show
North
that you deserve it.
North shouldn't be in that. It's going to be a disgusting fucking game. This is going to be a 150 pointer. Is it every goal counts for charity?
Yep.
Fuck. The Bont's going to kick five goals.
He's going to maybe you reckon again.
They're going to name a wing of a hospital after Norton and Bont.
Far.
They're going to be able to build an entire hospital.
You're going to find out how much of a madman Bevo is if he says pull it back a bit, boys, for the children. Come on, this is out of line.
He's big dad energy. I reckon he'll be like treat this like it's the grand final and we're constantly 5 points down.
I think the Bulldogs could kick 200 points.
This is a 200 pointer.
This could be. I can't believe. So the Bont's going to win a gold Logie.
Yep.
The Brownlow, and he might cure world hunger off his boot.
Could win the Coleman in this game.
They're going to build an entirely new children's hospital in the shape of Marcus Bontempelli.
Yeah, look, no disrespect to North. I hope this is the biggest murder I've ever seen. This is like Geelong v Melbourne back in the day when it was like 186 points or whatever. But 200. Fuck, if I could live to see a 200-point margin.
I just want...
I'd cry.
Who do Bulldogs have after that? Oh, they got Brisbane the next week. That's worrying. They might...
If the Bulldog...
Nah, and if they won by 200 points, they're not going to back that up with another 200-point win.
If the Bulldogs win by 200 points, I'll donate $200 to the thing.
Yeah, yeah. If you're listening...
If you're listening to this, and Sean, say that again.
If the Bulldogs win by 200 points, I'll happily donate $200 to the Good Friday
appeal.
That
is big.
That is big. And also, I...
Donate anyway, but...
Yeah. Western Bulldogs, big win.
Yeah.
I think it'll be at least 10 goals.
Yeah. Minimum. Minimum. Yeah.
100 plus.
Then we have Adelaide take on Gold Coast. Gold Coast are undefeated?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They win round one.
Wait, no, they didn't.
No. Sorry, the ladder position confused me. I'm an idiot.
Where is this game?
Adelaide Oval.
I'm going to go Adelaide.
Yeah, I think Adelaide at home.
Yeah, that should be a good contest, though.
Should win that one.
Yeah.
How many goals is Tex going to kick?
I reckon it'll be five.
I do love the Suns, though.
You do.
Five would be a massive, because if he kicks five, he's on 16 after three rounds.
Yeah, fuck.
That's like...
That's Darcy Vessio numbers.
That's fucking... He's fucking sniffed the Coleman already.
Career best form for him.
Yeah. I reckon he kicks three. He has a quieter week, kicks three.
I reckon you're right. There's no pressure on him.
Five or six.
Fuck.
He's a leader now. He's finally ready to lead.
The home crowd.
Someone's pulled him aside and said, Tex, it's not about you. And now he's ready.
It's about how many goals you're going
to get. Mate, I got fucking goosebumps.
Yeah.
Then we have Richmond take on Sydney, which is second play third, which is crazy to think about.
Boys, MCG, this is my smoky for the round. Sydney.
If I go a smoky, it may be this too. I want Sydney to win, and I think they can.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's looking like my smoky every single week is going to be Essendon.
Go two smokies.
Go two smokies. Yeah. What if?
Hey, mate, imagine if they both pay off.
What if? Richmond.
Okay.
Then Essendon take on St Kilda. Essendon. Bombers angry. No players left. Nothing to lose. They just want to win to take the pressure off early. They're going to beat St Kilda.
Yep, St Kilda.
Joel, I believe. Bombers.
Did you believe this week?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, fair enough.
You're playing Port. I told you to your face I was tipping against you because you didn't tip my girls' team.
Yeah, and I didn't, and it cost me a point.
Yeah,
neither of you believed. I would have cracked it. We both would have cracked the top 10.
Yeah. I mean,
Should have believed.
Yeah, I looked at a couple. There's a couple that I botched. I could have very easily finished third. Real Nadia T territory.
Then we have West Coast take on Port Adelaide.
Port.
Or at Optus Stadium.
Port.
Port.
Port. I reckon that Port will win by 30 points and everyone will shit their pants being like, Port are the real deal.
Yeah.
Carlton take on Freo. Carlton?
Yeah, Carlton, just because Freo are Fife, they're decimated with injuries.
Fife out.
Yeah, got concussed.
Oh, no Fife, no Walters. They're fucked. Carlton, finally.
Then Melbourne take on GWS. Melbourne. Then last game of the round, the Easter Monday special, Geelong take on Hawthorn.
Geelong. Mate. Mate, you're coming with me to this
game. We're going to get there, right? And you're going to be like, hey, Sean, here's a scarf for you to wear. I'm like, yeah, no worries. And then in the fourth quarter, I'm going to take my jumper off and I'm going to be wearing a Hawthorn jumper. Sean, actually, I've got a Hawthorn scarf. I've got my grandfather's old Hawthorn scarf.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
You better not fight.
Just recently acquired.
Can I just say, if you turn up to the game wearing that, I'll push you from level four.
Four. That's a big fall.
So next week, when Joel's the only one on the episode because Sean and I went to jail and then got out of jail and then I'm back in jail again and Sean's dead.
Yeah.
hanging from the MCG by a Hawthorn scarf.
Oh. I get cleared because it's a crime of passion.
Yeah. As famously legal.
Yeah.
Are we MCC?
No.
Oh. Don't have to be on best behavior.
Nah.
Oh. Where would the gen pop, mate?
Fucking hell.
This will be flying.
Yeah. No collared shirt, baby. Whoa. Yes.
You're in t-shirt town.
Beers in the outer.
Jesus.
We're going to come in hot that episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
They're fresh off.
Yeah.
Fresh Jesus. Off.
Shit.
Well, going to be a big round of football. Yeah. And if Essendon gets smashed by St Kilda, maybe I won't be here next week.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a zero-person episode.
Our voices will be fucked.
Yep.
From Thursday, slow recovery, have a few chocolate eggs, and then back at it on Monday. Yeah,
big result.
Fuck.
Anyway, Tom, if you want to send us an email, where can you find us?
So send an email to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @howgoodsfooty or individually. I'm at Orchard Trade.
I'll be in jail.
And I may be in heaven. Or you can find me at Douche 13. And yeah, next week, Cale Hooker maybe to kick 10.
That's big.
Mm.
Go footy.
Shut up, Tom.